Blog Talk Radio. Here on the Family Healing Circle Network. I am your host, Reverend Arlene Cahet, and before I begin, I would like to send a special shout out to two very awesome people in my life. That is Anthony James, aka AJ, and Xavier, aka the X-Man. Love you guys very much. Now, on tonight's show, we are going to talk about the divine mirror. And then after the talk, I will be taking calls for intuitive readings. Now, some of you may be asking, what is the divine mirror? And the divine mirror simply means is that you experience the world as you are. Another way of putting that is that the people around you reflect back an aspect of yourself. This means that the life that we are living is a reflection of what's going on inside of us. So if you're a person who feels that everyone is out to manipulate or control you, and then that is what you see, and that will be what you experience. You will see the boogeyman around every corner, and even if a person does not have any ill will towards you, you just may wind up accusing them because you see that they're trying to harm you in some way. If you are a person that has a life that is full of a joyful experience, that joyful, then you're going to have, every time you go out, you're going to experience people, places, and things, and you will get exactly what you are expecting back to you. Now, if this is your expectation, then you will experience that. Now, the reason why I call this show The Divine Mirror is that we are actually living the divine experience. Each and every breath we take, each walk we make, each step, everything is a divine experience. But the reason why we don't really view it in that way is because we feel like that we experience every day. So it becomes routine and sort of mundane. But you can, when you start deciding that you are going to live a life that is joyful, meaningful, and you step into what I call the flow, where you have synchronicity, a sense of having a lot of wonderful things happening to you, then you will begin to have those moments where it almost seems magical that you start that process of actually creating. So the only reason that we don't view life as a miracle is because, like I said before, it's one of those things that we continue to experience on because we experience our same way or mode of thinking every single day. Now, some of you may be asking if life is a mirror and that you're not really experiencing how you would like things to be changed. You're probably asking, well, what do I need to change that? Now, I recommend writing a story of how you want your life to be and the type of people you want to draw into your experience. And the best time to read this is like after you've done a spiritual practice like prayer and meditation in the morning or even before you go to sleep. Now, meditation, as defined by Webster, is a mental exercise, as in concentration on one's breathing and a repetition of mantras for the purpose of reaching a heightened level of spiritual awareness. Now, you know, if for those of you who are probably saying, well, gosh, that explanation doesn't really seem to provide any clarity, let me just put it in more simpler terms. What it's saying is that you need to slow down, get yourself calm enough where you are more relaxed, and then after you've gotten to that place of relaxing, then you will go ahead and start reading your story. And as you do this on a continual basis, what you should do is while you're reading the story, you should go ahead and actually be in that place of where you're actually feeling that experience of what that story feels like. Now, I will be talking about this more tomorrow on another call that I do weekly, and the number for that is area code 712-775-7085, and the PIN number for that is 471-069, and that's going to be at 6 p.m. Now, I am going to go to the phone lines, and I'm going to start my readings. Now, for those of you who are probably with me for the very first time, let me just explain how my gifting works. What you will do is you're going to provide me with a question, and I'm going to be able to answer those questions by asking your spiritual team what that particular answer is. And let me just, for those of you, again, who are with me for the first time, when I talk about a spiritual team, what I mean are the guides, the angels, the ascended masters that help you and guide you through your life and help you to get into the flow and synchronicity. And they give me an answer based upon where you are in relation to what it is that you're asking for. So I'm going to start with area code. Hey! I'm going to start with area code 202. Hold on. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, how you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm fine. If you would like, you can introduce yourself and also tell us where you're calling from.
Well, I'm calling from D.C.
Okay.
My name is Chimidra.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a I can't really think of – well, you know what? I think I'll focus on something that isn't business or money related.
Okay.
I am – looking forward to being a mother, and I want to make sure that that is still a possibility.
I'm getting a yes, and I'm getting they're giving me a number of like 3 years.
Okay. Will I be able to have more than one, and then I'll leave you alone?
Yes, you're going to be able to have more than one, and I get the feeling that it's going to be they're giving me a definite number of two.
I kind of want it four.
Yes, one
of four. Thank you.
Well, you know what? I would say go ahead and put in your petition for the universe, and also write down your ideal of what your mate looks like. It's so that you can draw that in faster so that you can have more children. But I definitely picked up two.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Okay, and we're going to go with area code 410. Hi, you're on the air.
Reverend Arlene, how are you? This is Reverend Harvey.
Hi, Reverend Harvey. How you doing?
I am doing pretty doggone good.
So do you have a question for me or a comment?
Sure. I've got a question for you and a comment. First, love the show. Great job. My question is, what do you see happening in my life in the next 3 months?
Okay, are we talking personally, professionally?
Let's mix it up. Let's keep it interesting, personally and professionally.
Okay. I'm getting that in the month of June, you're going to be quite busy with speaking engagements and in workshops. Let's see. Personally. Do you know of anybody that's that has a birthday coming up during the summertime? Because I'm seeing you.
Yeah. But of course I do. Everybody I know is a Cancer. And then, of course, you know, there's a Taurus coming up real soon. But of course I do. You're a Cancer.
Funny. Okay, let's see. I see you at parties, but let's see if we can get that more localized. Hold on. Okay. I see you traveling, but it's not going to happen until later this year. Okay. That I'm getting that you're going to be invited to quite a few parties. That seems to be it in terms of the next 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah. But I certainly do appreciate you calling, I guess we will, you know, yeah. Do you have any more questions after that, you know, or that
no.
was mainly it? No?
All right. I'm good.
Okay.
Thank you, Arlene.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, and now I'm going to pick up area code 216. Just be ready. Hello. Welcome to Healing Paradigms. This is Arlene. Introduce yourself and tell us where you're calling from.
My name is Sharon. I'm from Ohio. It is the first time calling in.
Okay, beautiful.
Okay, my question to you is, I'm contracting. Of course, while I'm contracting, I'm looking for full-time employment. Well,
okay.
My contract ends tomorrow. They're trying to get me to stay another week or two. They didn't get an answer today. I'm going to find out tomorrow if I'm able to stay another week or two. It'll hold me over while I'm still looking. Does that make sense? Is that going to go through tomorrow, or is tomorrow my last day?
Okay, I'm getting that it's going to work out in your favor that you're going to have it, I'm being told that it's actually going to be a little bit longer. They're going to want you to stay longer than,
That's so good. It's such good money, and I'm a wreck. If it happens tomorrow, I already have it prepared for the worst or anything, but I know, but you stay. I know the girl really wants me to stay, but it's not her decision. It's human resources. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I
mm-hmm.
finished the project sooner than anticipated, but it will last another week or two.
Yeah, I'm getting this. I'm gonna go back in and make sure, but I
Sorry.
Did get a definitive yes. Hold on.
I know. I just take day by day. I am interviewing, believe me.
Mhm. Okay. I'm still getting a definite yes. And if it sets your mind at ease even more, they're giving me an indication that it's going to last approximately 3 more weeks for you.
Thank you. That's when it was supposed to end, June 1st, but I finished soon. Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an interview next week. Okay, listen, that you answered my question. I have faith that you're right, too. Because they do want me. It's just they have to get the okay. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you,
do you want me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Do you want me to see if there's something lined up for you after the contract
yes.
ends?
Oh my God, I have a interview next week with a company I would love to get into. I passed the phone interview, but yes, when you see me getting another job, yes. I know. Relax, Sharon. The story of my life. This past year. I know. You're so sweet. I know. It's like living on the edge. You know what I mean? I know. Well, I'm so structured.
Okay.
It's just, this has whacked me out. But go on.
Okay. So I'm also getting... There is going to be like a bit of a buffer of a... By week four, you're going to find that there is going to be a transition
okay.
into another position. And if you're looking for it to be permanent, I got permanent like 3 times.
Okay.
Okay. That so you know.
So it'll
that
like
make
flow
any...
right into it. Okay. So you said
yeah.
within the next 4 weeks, I'll have another transition. You're saying.
Yeah. With you know, after the three weeks, like this particular assignment that you're on right now, it
mm-hmm.
is it's going to be you know there is going to be 3 weeks, and then there is when I say transition period, what I mean is that there may be a few days that you're not working, but it's
mm-hmm.
almost as if you're going to be in the interview process and then being offered the opportunity. And then
okay.
by week 5, you're going to be starting.
Oh, my gosh. I can deal with that, sweetie. Believe me. I'm telling you, I'm grateful enough. This is great money for contracting, let me tell you. Listen, thank you so much for answering my question. Are you on every Thursday?
No, actually, my next show is not going to be on until the 31st of July. But
okay.
If you stay, I come on with my business partner in
oh.
approximately 2 weeks. So next week is going to be Total Empowerment with Angela Hardy. And then there's me and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey. We're going to be on, and we talk about relationships. And we're going to start going to an hour format for the next month. So
oh.
I'm going to be on then. But if you have a pen and paper handy, I do also conference calls. If you have a pen and paper handy, I can give you that number and you can ask for, you know, the opportunity
I
to
do.
Talk there. All right.
Go ahead.
Okay. The number is area code 712.
712. Seven. Where is that?
You know what? I'm not sure. But
okay, so, okay. 775-7085. Thank you
mm-hmm.
so much. Thank you for answering
and
both those questions for me. Yes, ma'am.
No problem. And the PIN number is 471-069.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 471-069
pound.
Okay, pound.
Yes, and that will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. You have a wonderful evening, okay?
You
just
you too.
Dressed. I feel so okay. Have a nice evening. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. Goodbye. Okay, and now we are going to head to area code 843. Welcome. You're on Healing Paradigms. This is Arlene. And what? Introduce yourself and tell where you're calling from. Hello?
Hello, yes. My name is Ed, and I'm in the Carolinas.
Okay. Welcome, Ed. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for me?
Yeah, I'm interested in a young lady, and she's somewhat a little younger than me. I wanted to know if it's, she's showing interest in if we're going to get together.
Okay, I get the feeling that she's not close by, but I'm getting that you two are going to be meeting in approximately 2 months.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. Okay, and now we're going to go to area code 770. Welcome to Healing Paradigms. You're on the air. Go ahead and introduce yourself and tell where you're coming from, calling from.
Hi, my name is Regina, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hi. And do you have a question for me?
Yes, I do. It's pertaining career and finances. Today was my last day at work, so afterward I will not be working. The job that that my last day it was a contract job through a temp agency, so I didn't get chosen for the permanent position for that company, but I had another interview somewhere else. And so I haven't heard back from the other interview or the other company, so what do you see coming for me after today? Will I find a job soon?
Okay, I'm getting an indication that it's going to be approximately a week and a half.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm specifically asking, like, when. Okay, you're going to be hearing back from soon from your one of your interviews, and you're going to be starting. Interestingly enough, it seems like you're going to be starting like in middle of the week, but they're giving me a week and a half.
Okay. And so it'll probably be that other company that I interview for. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Oh, wow. Right. Okay, because I was going to give up on them. Honestly, because it's actually going on 4 weeks now since the last interview. And you know, I was like, well, I just go on and move on to another, try to put some applications out there and stuff, and hopefully someone will call me in. But, you know, I was not want to give up on it because I've been applying to this company for you know, a good number of years. So that was like, well, if it just wasn't for me, it just wasn't for me. But you said, okay. I would give you a call back, and I heard you said your next show is July the 31st.
Yeah, the next one is going to be the July the 31st. But if you haven't, then you probably heard me give the number out for the conference call
I do.
You're more than welcome to join us then.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, so join us next week on Thursday on the Family Healing Circle, where we have Angela Hardy, host of Total Empowerment, and she's going to talk about having it all and what that means. Then on the second Thursday of the month, join me and Reverend Harvey L. Bailey as we talk about how to turn a relationship into a sacred union. And on the third Thursday of the month, join Reverend Jermell Gilliam, host of the Sacred Masculine Show, where he will have his guest on at least St. John. And on the fourth Thursday of the month, join Reverend Harvey L. Bailey as he hosts the Inner Consciousness. Now, like I said before, Healing Paradigms will be on the fifth Thursday of the month, and the next show will be on July 31st. So don't fret, because you will be able to reach me through Healing Paradigms. That's www.healingparadigms.com. That's HealingParadigms.com. Or you can reach me on Facebook. My name is Arlene Cahet. That last name is spelled K-A-H-E-T, or type in Healing Paradigms, or One Love, One Connection, One Us. All of those are on Facebook. Or you can reach me at www.OneLoveOneConnectionOneUs.com, or give me a call at area code 240-343-2590. And on May 3rd, from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m., I will have a meet and greet at Calabash Tea and Tonic in our nation's capital. And the address for that is 1847 7th Street, Northwest Washington, D.C., 20001. Also, be sure to join me on Everyday Spirituality Conference Call, where we will talk about your mirror. Your life is a mirror. So, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure to spend time with you. And if you find yourself where Source is calling you, just answer the call and see what comes through. As you feel the answer well deep inside, get ready to feel the flow of a joyous ride. When you begin to feel the flow of what is calling you, just do your thing and let no one detract you from what you do. So I'm going to go ahead and do my thing. You do your thing, and I will see you soon. Love, peace, and blessings, everyone.
Regular but never irrelevant.